T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hold that, Dave, and you guys are ready to go whenever you're ready.
Let's talk with Lee Steinberg. Of course, you know that name, a super agent here in the world of sports. And you're familiar with Minnesota a little bit. I mean, you had some Vikings.
I had Wade Wilson start here for a while, and then Warren Moon, and the offensive tackle Todd Stussy. We had a whole series of players. I actually spoke at a civic luncheon here, Meet Minnesota, which was sort of fun. So I remember I used to come in the summertime, and the old general manager of the Vikings, Mike Lynn, would say, Lee, it's always like this.
How did you get your start in what has become quite a business, and you were one of the early guys?
Back when I started, dinosaurs and woolly tooth tigers were roaming near. I was a dorm counselor in a dorm at UC Berkeley. They moved the freshman football team into the dorm. And in 1975, Steve Bartkowski, who was the first pick in the draft, asked me to represent him. And we got the largest rookie contract of all time. And the whole philosophy was athletes as role models, retracing their roots to the high school, collegiate, and professional communities, trying to enhance the quality of life. So here we are 44 years later.
Well, it's amazingly and quite a career for you. What's interesting to me, too, now is, of course, you probably were dealing with the USFL when it came in with some of your players. I just chatted with Jim Kelly because he went to Houston for a couple of years. And now I hear Vince McMahon talking about the XFL. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I wrote an article for Forbes on it this week. What a new league needs is a television contract, an ample supply of players, cities that need a franchise, and all those are available right now. And so as long as they don't compete with the NFL, there's never been a feeder system. So when players go through training camp, have a roster of 85, but then it ends up 47, and aside from being on a practice squad, there's a huge amount of players who are right on the edge of being in the NFL. So I think it could be a positive enhancement if he starts it, which he's saying he will, right after the Super Bowl, and then runs his 10-game schedule.
Are there any concerns about, we see a little bit of the viewership dip down allegedly and going down? I mean, the numbers still are enormous, aren't they?
So you have to put the TV ratings in perspective. Every week during the season, three of the top five or five of the top 10 Nielsen nighttime rated shows are NFL nighttime football. No other sports ever dominated the country this way. The reason that ratings were down is some people had a reaction to the demonstrations. There's decoupling occurring with the millennial generation. And I think, frankly, things like instant replay slow the game down in the stadium or at home, so it's just dead time. So there's some fixes they could make to make it a lot better.
Well, I remember, you know, as a kid, and for years, just waiting, when you were representing some of these guys, we couldn't wait for Sunday. Sunday-only football. Monday night football came, pretty special stuff, when Keith Jackson originally started it with Howard and Dandy Don and that group. Now we have Thursday night, Saturday night. Is there too much? What do players tell you about Thursday night football?
That it's difficult, because if you played on Sunday, your body is still recovering by Thursday. People don't see that side of football, but frankly, players can hardly get out of bed on Monday, and it takes them a while to adjust. Then if they go for 10 days following that, it's also an adjustment. So players would like to play routine, with every game being the same day, there being a same amount of space between games. But no, I don't think we're totally oversaturated yet. Matter of fact, the amount of female viewers is growing so steadily now. It's up to 47% last year.
I did not realize that. What about activities now this week for you here in Minneapolis? What are you involved with?
So on Saturday, we're having another concussion summit prior to my party, and we'll bring in experts from around the world to try to deal with awareness, prevention, and cure, and to look at everything from helmetry to experimenting with no blocking and tackling during the week or during training camp. So that starts. And then we have our Super Bowl party, which has got 5,000 of my closest friends. We give humanitarian awards, and actually Rick Spielman is getting Executive of the Year for all the things he does philanthropically off the field. So there'll be a Viking front and center. And we're also doing a live hookup between the party and troops in the field in Afghanistan.
Wow.
So all the money raised goes to the charities of the folks that get these awards. And we're trying to make it special that way. Then on Sunday, I'm co-hosting the Sober Bowl, which is an event that has happened in the last couple of years. It's for people that want to celebrate and enjoy the experience without a lot of drinking, and so that will start around noon. So it's one activity after another. And then Radio Row.
Yeah, this is something else. One last question as I let you go, but among the most memorable events in your history of representing players and everybody else and all the things you've been involved with, among the most memorable, what stands out to you?
So I'll give you a couple. One was being the person who gave the presenting speech for Warren Moon at the Hall of Fame, because we'd worked together since 1978, and I was so thrilled that year, and also Troy Aikman went in. And then the first time Troy Aikman won the Super Bowl, and we're going back in the limo, and I said, "Do you understand what happened?" He said, "I won the game." I said, "No, you're now Troy Aikman, name and lights, and your life will never be the same." And then Steve Young had been in the shadow of Joe Montana for years. When he won his Super Bowl, he ran up to me and said, "The monkey's off my back. The monkey's off my back."
Wow, great memories. Leah, nice talking to you. I appreciate you taking the time. Good to have you here in the Twin Cities again, even though this cold weather. You can go back to L.A. and warm up and next week, I guess.
Well, it's nice and warm in this mall.
Yeah, it sure is. Lee Steinberg, super agent here on WCCO. We're at the Super Bowl coming in at the Mall of America. Back with more after this.
It's wonderful. Thank you. It's really a pleasure.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.